tonight.
I'm feeling over the moon, to be honest, because I wasn't looking forward to coming in this morning and I was checking.
But now it's kind of like kicked in. It's sort of that slow realisation that, all right, I've done it. It's over now.
It's A-level results day across England, Wales and Northern Ireland. We hear from those who've done well.
Do your research. Think about what other courses are available to you. Or is there the same course at another university that they might want to choose?
And some advice for those who've missed the grades they needed.
We're secretly hoping for a reputation announcement. Fingers crossed.
The best thing about it is the community, probably.
Swifties descend on London with tight security around Wembley, with the global superstar due to perform to a sellout crowd. And
it's not common, it is known in Flamingos, but yeah, we haven't seen it in our Flamingos before. They've just bonded.
We hear about two unlikely parents at a zoo in Devon. It's Thursday the 15th of August 2024. I'm Matt Soanes with some of the biggest stories our reporters have been covering today. Well, there's only one place to start. Thousands of students have been opening their A-level results across the country today, including this 10-year-old in Northampton.
Let's see what it is. Yes, it's a nice star! I'm so happy!
In England, the number of top grades has gone up slightly, but they fell in Wales and Northern Ireland. Our reporters have been out and about across the country to find out how people did.
There was lots of nervous students and parents pulling up here in the car park of Selby College. But once inside, there were cheers and tears of happiness as students ripped open that all-important envelope.
I'm feeling over the moon, to be honest, because I wasn't looking forward to coming in this morning and I was checking.
But now it's kind of like kicked in. It's sort of that slow realisation that, all right, I've done it. It's over now. You don't have to worry about it, do you?
Oh, you seem so emotional. You're so nice to see.
It's positive. I'm actually really happy. I started crying before I even came into the room, so.
And now that you've opened them, are you happy with your results?
I just got the A star in maths and the other three were A's. So I didn't get into my first choice. Yeah, I'm okay with my results overall.
You must have been feeling pretty nervous this morning.
Yeah, I was feeling really, really nervous. That really stomach feeling, it was just like that really tight stomach. I've been waiting for it for so long. The day finally came and it was just like, wow, it was just so worth it.
You must be pretty proud.
Oh, very proud. She's such a workaholic. She's a work ethic, so it's fantastic. Every waking moment you were working, even in the holidays, everything.
I think I'm gonna go out with my friends tonight. Really excited.
Oh, I think there's going to be a pub trip somewhere.
Yeah, a pub trip.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple beverages, yeah, like that, yeah.
Go back home and sleep, probably. Just because I think I'm just going to get a load of emotion coming up now.
Well, the number of 18-year-old applicants accepted onto degree courses has risen by 6%. And today's seen a huge administrative operation to connect candidates with their uni of choice. Our reporter James Diamond has been to UCAS HQ in Cheltenham.
In front of me is where so many university applications are managed. Dozens of staff are taking calls from students hoping to go through clearing or generally work out what their next steps are. Stats show more than 400,000 of them have got into uni nationwide. Earlier, the government's skills minister, Jackie Smith, was here to witness the action.
We want to see people achieving in their lives regardless of where they started from or their family background. That means ensuring that there are high and rising standards in education. It means starting really young to make sure that opportunities are there for children.
More than 80% of this year's applicants have got their first choice.
Well, for those who didn't get into their first choice, around 30,000 places are expected to be available through clearing. Our reporter Hannah Richardson's been to the clearing centre at the University of Wolverhampton.
The phone lines haven't really stopped here, with around 200 people manning them to help students who might be feeling deflated about their grades. Things like clearing at the University of Wolverhampton is an option to offer support. Caitlin Clifford, Head of Student Recruitment, has this advice.
Do your research, think about what other courses are available to you, or is there the same course at another university that they might want to choose? And then when you're ready, give us a call.
For students, though, who did get their results, like these at Walsall College, I've been told some big celebrations are on the cards.
I got exactly what I expected to get. I was happy with it.
Yeah, I'll be celebrating. I'll be going out.
Hopefully I'll go out. People on my course, we've been talking about it.
Clearing lines are open until October.
Next, a significant security operation's in place around Wembley Stadium ahead of Taylor Swift's return to the UK. Fans are queuing ready for the singer's first of five Eras Tour gigs this week, which follow performances in June. She was forced to cancel concerts in Vienna last week after police halted a terror plot. Our reporter Claire Bode has more on this.
I'm stood in amongst a packed crowd of Swifties getting ready to head into the stadium.
We've waited a really long time, so we're very excited.
We're secretly hoping for a Reputation announcement, fingers crossed.
The best thing about it is the community, probably.
They've all come out despite concerns following a foiled terror plot in Austria, which led to Taylor's three shows in Vienna being cancelled. Measures are in place here, and officials say there's no need to worry, but ticketless fans are being told not to gather outside the stadium. Former UK counter-terrorism national coordinator Nick Aldworth has been explaining why.
This is for people's own safety. It's not Taylor Swift or the stadium trying to be mean and stop people from listening to the concert from the outside. It's because we don't want crowds building up in uncontrolled spaces.
These gigs are to be the final bit of the European leg Taylor is doing.
A former limousine driver who systematically groomed and abused young girls in Rotherham has been jailed for more than 20 years today. David Sainer, who's 77, was arrested as part of Operation Stovewood, a huge investigation into exploitation in the town. Our reporter Chris Davis-Smith has more.
Sainer, the owner of a limo company, would use his vehicles to pick the girls up from schools or children's homes and take them to events like discos and birthday parties. He'd get to know them, offer them free rides and ply them with drugs and alcohol before sexually assaulting them. In one case, he told the victim he knew where her family lived and threatened to hurt them if she ever told anyone. Prosecutors say he was cruel and manipulative and are welcoming the sentence.
You're listening to Behind the Headlines. Coming up...
Everyone's gutted. It's their homes at the end of the day.
Hundreds of people are facing losing their homes in Aberdeen after they were found to contain dangerous materials. But first, Edinburgh could see a boost of around £40 million if a controversial new tourism tax is introduced. That's according to the City Council, who reckon the money could fund various projects in the Scottish capital, including building more affordable housing. Our reporter Jack Foster has more.
Edinburgh's economy reportedly saw a huge surge when Taylor Swift came to Murrayfield in June, but it's apparently been calculated that over those 3 days, a tourist tax would have raised more than £630,000 extra for the capital. Council leader Cammy Day reckons the city is missing out on potential extra revenue all year round.
This month of August, had we had a 5% tourism levy in place, that would have raised the city an additional £6 million.
Councillors will consider the proposals next week with a view to bringing it in 2026.
Now, the woman in charge of social housing in Northern Ireland says her staff are worried about their safety amid a spate of recent racist attacks in the country. It comes as today the community's ministers met with top bosses at Northern Ireland's housing executive. Our reporter James Gould has the story.
Since October, there's been 131 hate crime incidents reported, with 22 in the first week of August alone. This meeting was all about speaking to those frontline housing executive staff who are dealing with these. Chief Executive Gráinne Long says she heard today that staff are fearful for their own safety.
But fundamentally, they did say very openly to both of us today that they are concerned for the first time in many respects, some of our colleagues, that they may be at risk. And I haven't heard that before as a chief executive, and I've been here for 3.5 years.
Minister Gordon Lyons also told me that racism and Islamophobia can't change overnight, but the executive is doing all it can.
500 homes, partially built with a type of concrete which is now crumbling, are to be torn down and replaced in part of Aberdeen. Homes in Balnagask contain wrack, which is now widely known to be a safety risk. Our reporter Vanessa Walker has been speaking to homeowner Amy Bruce.
Everyone's gutted. It's their homes at the end of the day.
There's 138 privately owned properties among these 500 homes. 151 council tenants have so far been rehomed, but the local authority will look at negotiating with homeowners about purchasing their properties for market value. But 27-year-old Amy is worried that whatever she gets offered might not cover the rest of her mortgage.
If I'm paying a mortgage off that is flattened, I don't have the money to then pay rent to the council and pay council tax and pay bills. I don't have the money to go on private rent somewhere else, but I won't be able to stay in my home because it'll be flattened. So then what? I will be homeless.
Councillors will be asked on Wednesday to move to the initial demolition phase.
And finally, a pair of male flamingos have attracted worldwide attention after they successfully hatched a chick at a zoo in Devon. The couple, named Curtis and Arthur, started caring for the egg after it was abandoned by its mum at Paignton Zoo. Our reporter Andrew Kay has been to visit.
The biggest crowd here at the zoo is for the new family.
Very good parents. They're very attentive to their chick. They're feeding it. They are brooding it, just like any other couple would as well. They're doing really well.
That's the senior keeper for birds, Nikki Watt, who says the couple started caring for the egg after it was abandoned by its mum.
Decided they adopted the egg, hatched the chick and are rearing shit themselves. So they're doing really well. It's not common. It is known in flamingos. But yeah, we haven't seen it in our flamingos before. They've just bonded.
And she thinks the lovebirds could do the same thing again next time there's a breeding cycle here.
There's plenty more on all of these stories on the news pages of our website. You can also find us across social media.